Gemara in Yebamot, Daf Samech Gimal, over there is quoting Ben Azai. Ben Azai said, "Kol mi she'eno osek bepiriya v'rivya, ki ilu shofech damim u'mema'et et ademut." If somebody that doesn't involve himself in the mitzvah of piriya v'rivya and having children, number one is as if he's spilling blood, yetziha, and he's minimizing the image of God, because after all, every child is created, every person is created, betzelem ubedmut Elohim. The students came to Ben Azai and said, "Yesh na'e doresh v'na'e mekayem." Some rabbis, they practice what they preach, but not you. Ata na'e doresh ve'enu na'e mekayem. You give a nice derash on the importance of piriya v'rivya, but we all know that Ben Azai himself never got married and as a result never had children. So Ben Azai said that it's true, aval ma'ese, what can I do? Nafshi hashka b'torah, my soul is attached and is craving the study of Torah. Efshar sheyitkayem ha'olam al yedei acherim. The world will exist and be populated by others. Such a halakha of Ben Azai, of somebody that's choshek b'torah, is patur from piriya v'rivya, is codified in Shulchan Aruch, in Ibn Ezer Siman Aleph, right in the beginning, Halakha Dalet. Maran brings down the opinion of Ben Azai. Although he brings one condition that, yes, Mishin Nafsho Hashka Batorah is Patu from Periya B'Ribya, so long as in Yitzro Mitkaber Alav, so long as his Yitzrara is not causing him to have Hidhurim and things like that, which obviously Ben Azai did not have Yetzirara. Only question is, what is this heter of Nafsho Hashka Batorah to poter you from mitzvot? I mean, did Ben Azai wear tefillin? I mean, Nafsho Hashka Batorah, so therefore you're patur from mitzvot aseh? That says piriya piru urvu. There's no asterisk that says, unless, you know, you're learning. Everybody's learning. So what does it mean, Ben Azai gets a heter when it comes to piriya v'rivya? Especially you have other rabbis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Gemara says, "Torato umanuto." He had children. And all of a sudden you come along and Ben Azai is exempt. So we would miyashev it a few ways. One way, we said, is based on the Gemara with Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. When Rabbi Yochanan, when Rish Lakish passed away, Rabbi Yochanan lost his Havruta. And as a result, Rabbi Yochanan said, "O Havruta, O Metuta," which means, give me a study palm or give me death. And he could not live without his Havruta, which means it was Pikuach Nefesh, and became detrimental to his life. So it's quite possible that Ben Azai, to leave the Torah even momentarily, would be Pikuach Nefesh. And therefore, it's like air, he's breathing. So therefore, he said, "What should I do? If I stop learning Torah to get involved in anything else, pikuach nefesh." But if we medayek in the words, I think there's two interpretations that are precise in the lashon. Piriya v'rivya is different than all mitzvot, in the sense that piriya v'rivya needs a ta'ava, a physical ta'ava, in order to perform the mitzvah. Whereas a person that goes sits in a sukkah, you don't need to be aroused to sit in a sukkah. You just go sit in a sukkah. You don't need a desire to put on tefillin. However, there needs a certain physical ta'ava in order to have piriya v'rivya. Ben Azai was saying, "Nafshi hashka b'torah." My heshek, my desire is 100% focused to learning, and therefore I cannot have ta'ava for anything else. Mitzi'ut, I cannot fulfill piriya v'rivya because I'm anus. He wants tefillin, because for tefillin you don't need a heshek. Ben Azai didn't say, "Hare ani lomed Torah." He didn't say Torati umanoti, he said Nafshi Hashka. He used the word Heshek, which means a ta'ava. And therefore he was saying, what should I do? He says, if I wanted to do Periyah V'Rabiyah, I can't. Because all of my Ta'va is being directed to Talmud Torah, and it's physically impossible for me to fulfill this mitzvah. Or there might be another explanation. There's two pesukim that we learn Periyah V'Rabiyah from the mitzvah. One is Peru Urvu, be fruitful and multiply. And one is the other pasuk in the Nabi that says, L'Shevet Yitzara. Lotohu Bera'a, L'Shevet Yitzara. That Hashem created the world in order that it should be populated. Could be Ben Azai holds that, yes, it's a mitzvah to populate the world, but it's a mitzvah klalit. It's not a mitzvah on each individual. It's not a mitzvah perati, Hashem et Yitzara. And therefore he says, listen, I'm not the only one in the world. There's other people in the world. Let them fulfill the mitzvah. And it's meduyakos. What did he say after nafshi hashka b'torah? Efshar shiyitkayem ha'olam al yidei acherim. As if he's saying, listen, by me not having children, I'm not getting rid of the mitzvah of the Shevet Yitzara. Mitzvah klali. Finally, we can answer it according to the Mikubalim. Rav Hida writes that we know that Ben Azai was a Gilgul. Rav Yitzhak Palachi writes he was the Gilgul of Hezkiah Melech Yehuda. And Rav Hida writes that Ben Azai knew that for sure in a previous Gilgul, he fulfilled the mitzvah Periyah V'Rabiyah. Comes out of Big Hadush, that since he knew already this mitzvah, according to his tikkun of his neshama, was done already, he was able to rely on that, plus his Heshek Batorah, in order to exempt himself. It could be that this is why Shulchan Aruch brought it down in the halakha. Ask yourself a question. There's no Ben Azai today. That's clear. Nobody has the exemption of Ben Azai. So why would Maram bring this in Shulchan Aruch? It's Hilcheta, not even the Meshicha. It's Hilcheta, Stam, Maida Abba. What do you just tell me? History story? There was a rabbi called Ben Azai. He was Nafsho Hashko Baturah. Lo haya velon debra. Not before him and not after him. Then you should know he was exempt. What is that coming to tell me? But maybe it's coming to give me an advice that if Hashem show me no somebody doesn't have children, so he could come along and menahem them. And the nihum he could tell them is, listen, Ben Azai also didn't have children. Must be because he knew he had it in the previous Gilgul. And therefore, he can menachem somebody that doesn't have children by saying, listen, if you don't have children now, must be that that mitzvah has been already done already. So Maran is giving you this, not to Ben Azai, but to know the reason of Ben Azai, and then already you might be able to apply it to other people. Bezman Azeh.